Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our first guest is standing by. He was a regular on the show when he was a governor of the state of Minnesota. He still contributes so much to the state with opinion pieces. He's a frequent talk show host. And Governor Arne Carlson, good morning. Welcome. It sounds like old times there to you.
Naratalova. Do I get hired?
You're in. We've had a spot open for you for years. If you'd be interested.
Oh my God! What a great way to open up a show.
Say happy birthday to Sid Hartman, Governor.
Well, happy birthday and many more to come.
Yeah, we're already working on the 105th, where it's going to be a huge thing. But it's, you know, how nice that this is his actual birthday is today. Governor Carlson, any particular memories of Sid, interactions with Sid?
You know, when I came to Minnesota in 1957, I remember the days of the Peach Section. Remember
sure,
that?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, and the first column I went right to was Sid Hartman. No question about it. He was Mr. Sports. That's all there is to it.
Sid, Arne Carlson is on with us, and you remember a lot of things about working with politicians over the years to get stadiums. What do you remember about working with Governor Arne Carlson? Go ahead, Sid.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Sid.
How are you? I'm having a hard time.
Okay, we're still hooking him up a little bit.
We're getting him getting his headset hooked up.
No
but
problem.
Yeah,
no problem.
Governor Carlson, it might have been you, but it might have been a number of people I had a conversation with over time. And I asked what was different about Sid, and he said, "Well, you know, I get interviewed by a lot of reporters. Most of them ask me how's it going, and one of them tells me what I should be doing. And then he made me guess which one it was, and I got it on my first guess."
You got it. It was Sid.
Governor, you and Sid have also shared an affinity for one particular institution in terms of athletics. That's the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers over the
years.
That's quite a history that you have with them and he as well. As you've watched him chronicle it, what comes to mind?
Oh, I think just about everything. I mean, I think that romance with the University of Minnesota, its Department of Athletics, its sports teams, has been one of the highlights of my life. I mean, it really has been. And Sid has been just an undying loyalist. And we need that. We really and truly do.
You know,
and
Governor,
it means so much when you're trying to recruit kids. We haven't done as well in basketball as we should. Hope they're listening to this show. But we need kids to grow up with that maroon and gold in their blood.
Sid,
I think we got things figured out.
Arne Carlson. Hello, Arne Carlson. What do you guys... Hello.
Yep,
hello.
He's there, Sid.
He's there. We're talking to him.
Sid, he was just talking about the Gophers and love for the Gophers. Tell us about your love for the Gophers.
We've still got some challenges. Governor, did you and Susan?
Gophers,
whoops, all right.
No doubt about it. Here we go. Love for the Gophers. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
On that topic, did you and Susan make it to Tampa? Linda and I were.
Oh, absolutely.
We thought you were there. We didn't see you in the crowd, but how did you like outnumbering that Auburn crowd by so much?
Oh, I thought the whole thing was fantastic. You know, I kept waiting for Auburn to so-called break out.
Yeah.
And you know what? It never happened. Our defense absolutely stifled them, and they couldn't stop our offense.
It was pretty remarkable.
And leading up to it, another staple that's been synonymous with it as we celebrate the centennial was Sid Hartman saying, they haven't got a chance, the Gophers.
that was pretty much, I think, the turning point when Sid put the kiss of death on them.
I agree with you. I think it was. I thought the Iowa game was the game that we played our best football. We lost.
Yeah.
But I thought we showed to the country that we can play with the very, very best. And when we beat Auburn, and beat them decisively, by the way, and we controlled the entire game, I think we told the nation that we're ready for the top 10.
Sid?
How about the Gophers? I love the Gophers all the time. I don't have any news among the Gophers. It's been a great love for the Gophers. No doubt about it. It's been a lot of fun with the Gophers. Watching them win a lot of games and a lot of things.
You know, Governor, if people haven't taken a tour of the Capitol and they look at the pictures of the former governors, there's something unique about the picture of Arne Carlson. And I think you were always proud of that.
Oh, I loved it. I always wore a Gopher sweater every day at work and was portrayed ultimately with the jacket. But I think we have to realize that the University of Minnesota, to such a large extent, is the center of virtually all of our activities. It's not just an educational institution, it's a Minnesota institution. And I know I'm probably exaggerating a bit, but it means so much. I think that and the Mayo Clinic really stand out worldwide.
Governor, last time I had dinner with you and Susan, you were just north of 80 years old, and you're still going strong, and that's great. But can you imagine being this active at 100?
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. No, it truly is. And I really hope that Sid enjoys good health and is with us for a long time. But he has been an institution in Minnesota. Regardless of whether you agree or disagree, he's always been loyal to the state, loyal to the university, loyal to all of our sports teams. But more importantly, he's been kind of the voice of sports for all Minnesotans.
You know, Governor, you mentioned the Mayo Clinic, and you spend a lot of the year down in Florida right now, where there's also a heavy Mayo Clinic presence. But there you are looking at the national news, and there's the Mayo Clinic out there again leading the way.
Always, always. I mean, I couldn't believe when I first came to the University of Minnesota in the fall of 1957, the first thing I did was walk the campus and come to the medical complex. And then about a week later, was able to get a trip down to the Mayo Clinic. I thought it was a clinic. I didn't realize it was a city. I was absolutely dumbfounded. And then the more you read about the history of the Mayo Clinic and the model that they have in the area of healthcare, the more you realize that they are the best in not just the United States, but in the world.
Sit.
For a good reason, they're so patient-centered.
I've been going to Mayo Clinic for many, many years. They've kept me alive, and it's been a lot of fun. And I think that's one reason, Dr. Burton, is one reason, and Mayo Clinic to have the certificate.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody been a bigger advocate for the Gopher football Mayo Clinic in one section. That's pretty good. We throw Murray's in here, and we got the trifecta.
Yeah, Sid originally said, I think Sid sat down with Will and Charlie and suggested the idea for a clinic in Rochester.
It's never going to work, guys. I'm just telling you, they ain't going to drive to Rochester.
Hey, Governor Carlson, we love to start things out with you. You were such a fun guest over the years here on the Sports Huddle, and
we wish you the best. Thank you so much. Thank you, and the best to all of you.
Yeah, you too, Governor.
Governor, thanks so much. Are we going to take...
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.